Up from the bottom of our base here. Okay, we had a machloikis, I'm not sure where to stop, but we have a machloikis, or Meir the Chachomim, whether Somchim al Shituf from Okumer, if you can use the Shituf Mavoyis basically to get out from the Rebbe Chatzeris or the reverse. It's basically the Shituf Mavoyis is really joining everybody together. But the Meir said that if you'll do that, it'll be Tishtakach Torah's Eruv, because the people in the Chotzer won't make an Eruv. They'll forget all about Eruv. So now we have a so that's the Machloikis.
The groups are joined, but not the individual houses. There's this group that make the Shituf with that group. Those are joined, but not...
The Chotzer didn't join the Chotzer, but everybody joined in the Movui.
Yeah.
Does that work to take care of everything? I want to say it does, because basically everybody's joined. Ramei says, no, it should work. We're slow Tishtakach Torah's Eruv. Okay. Now we have a Machloikis within that Machloikis. I'm two lines up from the bottom. Pligi bo Reb Rechume, I think it should be, yeah. The Rabbi. Chad Omar bipas, and let's just remember, an Eruv Chatzeris has to be made out of pas and pas only. A Shetufa Mevoyis can be made out of anything, really. Okay, now. So bipas dukuli amalo pligi, the Bechodasagi. If they made it with pas, then there's no machloikis. Because pas can work. The pas that is the Shetuf HaMavoyis could be the Eruv HaTzeiros also. There's no problem. And there's no Tishtakach because they see him using a pas. So even Ramei will agree. Ki pligi be yayin. The Machloikis is when they made the Shetuf HaMavoyis with yayin. Now technically, a Shetuf HaMavoyis is good. Eruv HaTzeiros with yayin is no good. So there, Ramei came and said, that Shetuf HaMavoyis, again, it really should work because it's anyway joining everybody through the Mavui. But the Meir there said Shol Tishtakach Torah's Erev, and there Rabbanan say it works. Since, like Amigo said, since it works for the Mavui, the Yayin, it'll work for everything. The Chad Omar. So again, there, which is the way most people pass at the end, that the Machloikis, if it was done with pass, everybody holds one, will take care of both. Yayin is the Machloikis. Chad Omar the other way around. The Yayin, Kulayam will plead to be an entire thing. Yayin certainly won't work. There's no way a sheet of yayin can work for Eruv Chatzeiros because Eruv Chatzeiros is pas. Ki pligi, but pas. The machloikis is by pas. Even by pas, Rav Meir said it won't work. Al shlo tishtakach Torah's Eruv. And by pas, the Chachomim said it works. Meisvei. V'chachomim oimrim. O ma'arvin, o mishtatvin. Right? That was the lashon of the Brais. Rav Meir says you always need both. Ma'arvin, o mishtatvin. And the Chachomim said, o ma'arvin, o mishtatvin. One will cover for the other. So kipshuta, what does that mean? Either you make an Erev the way you normally make an Erev, or you make a Shituf the way you normally make a Shituf. My love. Or ma'arvin b'chotzer v'pas, or mishtatvin b'movi b'yayin. Poshe, that's what the Raisa means. You don't need both. You do one. One means either an Erev chazez v'pas, or a Shituf movi b'yayin. So you see that Shituf b'yayin works in the Rabbonon. That would be a raya to the first way. That the machloikis or mein hachachomim is in yayin. The chom way yayin works according to the second mando amaria in yayin. Everybody holds it doesn't work. Here kipshutu the chachomim was saying that yayin does work. Would be a riot to the first mando amar here that the machloikis is in yayin and pass. Everybody agrees it works. Amar avgidul amar rav. No, you could be doiching the brayis. Hochi koma omar arvin bechotzer bepass umutorin kan vekan omishtatvin bemovi bepass umutorim kan vekan. You can be matrik the brayse. That's a little trak, as Rishonim say. Rosh points out it's a little trak because pashtus. It means it's either make an erev or a shita. Pashtus that means make a normal erev, make a normal shita. He's saying it doesn't mean that exactly. It means either make an erev b'pas or a shita b'pas. But b'yayin everybody holds it's no good. Omrav Yehuda Marav. Okay, now the shas. How do we paskin in the basic machloikis? So here we have a three way thing. We had it a few times already. Omrav Yehuda Marav Alocha Kireb Meir. Meaning that ain't Sochem B'Shituf Al Shid Mokameir. Rav Huna Omar. Now again, Halacha K'Reb Meir means we'll even in the Derosha we'll announce it. We'll publicly say Halacha K'Reb Meir. Rav Huna Omar Minig K'Reb Meir. We don't say it by the Derosha, but if somebody comes to ask the Rav what the din is, we'll say Halacha K'Reb Meir. Rav Yechon Omar Nohaguha Om K'Reb Meir. Meaning, we won't even say that it is that way. If someone went like Reb Meir, we won't stop you. Which really means the halacha basically is the rabbonin. Now the rosh goes that way. Again, halacha everyone will make that'll be the cooler because Reb Meir here is the machmir. It's a complicated psaki, but that's how the rosh goes. Okay. Chamisha chaburis, Sheshovsu, it's an interesting story here. Chamisha chabura sheshovsu betrakl. Traklin is like, it's like, how do you try traklin? Yeah, it's a big, you have one big open space over there. And they portioned it off. Obviously, they didn't build walls. They put up some sort of temporary walls. Now, each one, you have five groups in this traklin. Each one of them has a Pesach out to the chotzer. Because they don't have to go over each other. Each one has a doorway out to the chotzer. The question is, do we look at them as one group? Because the mechitzas are flimsy. They're temporary mechitzas. If they all sat down in this traklin, so that's one group. I mean, you don't need an Erev. There's nothing to stop each other. Or do those temporary divisions make them into five things, which means you couldn't carry from one to the other. And if you want to make a Eruv HaTzeiris, you would have to... They would all have to join. So, B'Shama Yoimrim, Eruv HaChabura V'Chabura. Meaning, that's considered separate Rishuyas. These divisions are valid divisions. It's like five houses in a Chotzer, basically. And if you want to carry from one to the other, you're going to need an Eruv also. Basil Omrim, Eruv Echad L'Kulon. We sort of ignore those divisions. They're looked at as one group. So Eruv Echad, meaning inside the traklin one can carry. And if they want to contribute to an Eruv in the rest of the Chotzer, one contribution from all of them is enough. That's looked at as one place. Umodim Beisila will agree. Bizman shemiktsosin shruim bechadorim obaliyis. Meaning there are, we'll say at this point, it means there were real rooms there. Not they didn't put up partitions. Chadorim, there are real rooms. Aliyas, there are real rooms in that place, and they have openings. Then there's nothing to talk about. They didn't make divisions. They're not temporary. That's like five houses. Shentrichem eiriv lekol chaburu vechaburu. Okay, now we have a lot of pshat. What's the machloik? What do you mean temporary machitz? What kind of partitions did they put up here? What are we discussing over here? Omer Rav Nachman, slowly. Machloikes b'mesipis. Mesipis is a short wall. It's just a small little wall. It's less than Yutvoch in Kipshuto. That's where you have a machloikes. That's where Beis Hillel would say that it doesn't divide and they're looked up as one group. I'm sorry, Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says they're looked at as one group. The division is not a division. That's when you have a low thing. Avol b'mechitza asura. You have a mechitza asura. Divrei hakol eruv l'kol chabur v'chabura. Then each one is a separate unit. Each one has to contribute to the eruv. You can't carry from one to the other. There's this that Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah, that five groups camping in this mansion with temporary divisions is not called divisions. It's taka when it's very low. It's less than yud. But if it's a mechitza asura, that divides. That's the first system. That's Rav Nachman in the first system. Ike da Amre? No. Omer Rav Nachman af b'mesipas machloikas. Not only, even, meaning Beis Shammai holds their separate groups even with very low machitzas. That's the other way around. Af b'mesipas machloikas. Pligi bo. Oh, that's two things in Rav Nachman. Now, pligi bo b'chiv Rav Shimon b'Rebbe. Chad Omar, machloikes b'mechitzas hamagias l'tikra. The machloikes in the mission, whether they're separate groups or one group, is where these temporary mechitzas they put up reach the top, reach the ceiling, or at least within three to the ceiling. Avol mechitzas she'ein magias l'tikra. If they don't reach the ceiling, divrei hakol eruv echad l'kulon. Everybody agrees it doesn't divide. They're looked up as one group. Now that's obviously against both things. Both Rav Nachman's that's against. Because in the first Rav Nachman, he says the whole machloikis here is only a thing less than 10. Here he's clearly saying that the machloikis is even where the machitzas reach the ceiling, Beis Hillel will say that they're not divided. It's also against the second Rav Nachman. The second Rav Nachman said that Beis Shammai holds. It's against the second Rav Nachman because he said there. That Rav Nachman, that the Beis Shammai splits them up even with a very low mechitza. Here he's saying Beis Shammai only splits them up if the mechitza reaches the ceiling. The Chad Omer the other way around. Machloik is b'mechitzas shein magias l'tikra. The machloik is Beis Shammai still is where the walls don't reach the ceiling. Avo mechitzas hamagias l'tikra. If they reach to the ceiling, within three at least, derei hakol tzrichim eruv l'chol chabura v'chabura. There everybody will agree that it divides. Now, one second here. Now that last one is against the first Rav Nachman again, because the first Rav Nachman said that anything above 10, everybody agrees it divides. That's clearly not true. He's saying that as long as it doesn't reach the ceiling, Beis Hillel holds it doesn't divide. But it's not necessarily against the second Rav Nachman. The second Rav Nachman is saying that Beis Shammai holds it divides even if it's very low. That could be. The Gemara's going to discuss it. It's not clear. It could be not. He's just saying if it doesn't reach the ceiling, then you have the machloikis. How low down did Beis Shammai go? He doesn't say, really. The Gemara's going to say that in a minute. Okay, but now we're zeroing in for a second on these last two again. So one said that the machloikis is when it's all the way up, but if it doesn't reach the ceiling, everybody, even Beis Shammai agrees, it doesn't divide. The second one says the other way. The machloikis is where it doesn't reach the ceiling. Where it does reach the ceiling, even Beis Hillel will agree it divides. So we have a clear braisa that says one way. Reb Yehuda Hasabor or Hasachor, some have Sabor. Rashi learns Sabor Miloshin Svori. Was very sharp. Tosis learns. This gives a Savoch. He used to make Svochas. He used to make these hats. Okay, whatever. That's his name. Lo Nechlok Ube Shamei Ube Silil Al Mechitzes Hamagias Letikro. This is exactly the second one over here. That if it's up to the ceiling, go within three to the ceiling, everybody holds. It's separate groups. Each one has to contribute to the Eruv. You can't carry from one to the other. Where is the machloikis? They're separate groups. Okay, now here we have a price, so that's clear. So this first lashon here is knocked out. He's saying that though. He's clearly saying the other way. That the machloikis is when it doesn't reach the tikra. When it reaches the tikra, everybody holds, even Beis Hillel agrees, that it divides. Is the last one on Amar Aleph Sayata. That's exactly what he said. Now, what about the two lashonis of Rav Nachman? Let's see. The first lashon of Rav Nachman said that the whole machloikis is in a mesipis when it's less than 10. Above 10, everybody agrees it divides. He's clearly knocked out of the box because he's saying the Beis Hillel will only give ground when it hits the ceiling. He claims above 10, it's all over. He's out. The question is, what we said before, the second Lashon of Rav Nachman. The second Lashon of Rav Nachman said, Af b'mesipas machloikis, meaning Beis Shammai holds it divides even a low machitza. Is he against this or not? That depends. That's what we said before. It depends how you read it. He's saying, this Bryce is saying, that when it hits the ceiling, there's no machloikis, it's divided. When it doesn't hit the ceiling, is the machloikis. Now, does that mean it's a mechitza that doesn't hit the ceiling, but a low one, everybody will agree it's nothing? Well, no. Beis Shammai holds if it doesn't reach the ceiling, and even if it goes all the way down to the floor. It's not clear. Because he's only saying it's a machloikis if it doesn't reach the ceiling. Sounds like if it's very low, Beis Shammai will give up the ship. Like, well, not necessarily. Beis Shammai is saying it divides even if it's a mechitza that doesn't reach the tikra. He also holds it will divide if it's very low. So why did they set in the machloikis by mechitzas, meaning it's tall 10 but doesn't reach the ceiling? Yeah. If it touches the ceiling, everybody holds it separate groups, right? If it doesn't, it's a mechitza of yud, it doesn't touch the ceiling. Beis Hillel says it doesn't divide. Beis Shammai says it does divide. And Beis Shammai says it divides no matter how low down it goes. So why don't you tell me that Chiddush? No, because I want to tell you the koyach of Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel holds even a tall mechitz, as long as it doesn't hit the ceiling, doesn't divide. Okay, we got it. It's Beis Hillel and it's Koach the Hetera, that even if it's a mechitz, as long as it doesn't hit the ceiling or come within three to the ceiling, it will not divide. They'll be considered one unit. That's it. Okay, now that's the way we're holding right now. So let's just backtrack here for a second. What we have here is an interesting arrangement over here. we have a big Shabbos. They came to this big room. Let's say they camped in this room. Except it's a little different. There's a doorway. Each one has their own doorway out. So, and they built a partition. They partitioned themselves off. So our question in this Mishnah is, do we treat them, you could look at them as five houses in a chutzah. There's a difference. They're divided off, they're partitioned off. Each one walks out to the chutzah. Or no, since they're really in one big room, they're all living together. These are just partitions for privacy. I don't know. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah, right? Eirav l'chabura v'chabura, or Eirav echad l'kula. Now, the Mishnah says, let's say, Beishamai says they're divided. Beisil says they're not. The Mishnah is saying, Eirav echad l'kula, Eirav l'chol chabura v'chabura, meaning, this one. That is another house in this chutzah here. So we want to join. They're five different people. They can't look at them as a unit. Each one has to contribute. Beis Hillel is saying it's one big unit. It's like we had before. If five guys made an Erev together already, they want to make an Erev with the next group, one guy contributes. We had that price a few times. So it's one unit. Now, when the Mishnah said, according to Beis Shammai, Erev l'kol chabura v'chabura, it's telling you what? If they want to contribute, you need five contributions. It also means you can't carry from one to the other. I mean, they're saying they're separate units. You can't carry from one partition to the other without an Erev. It's the same thing. They still says it's all one. Just the, and what is the machloikis? The way we'll learn, if those partitions go all the way up, then there's no machloikis. Everybody holds it's a partition. Okay. If they're mechitzas yud, but they don't reach up, like you have in the Beis HaKiseh, a lot of places, you have partitions, they don't reach to the top. There's your machloikis. It's a mechitzas yud, right? It doesn't hit the ceiling. Beis Hillel says that doesn't divide, since it's a temporary thing. Beis Shammai says it does divide. Now, that sounds to be an interesting question.
When you say good ask,
then Gabi here, we don't say it. We're just not saying it, no. Because it's not a lom de shazach. It's a question that they're making divisions. Now the question, this is an interesting question. We're talking here about flimsy mechitz. The guy put up curtains. What if the guy built a brick wall? Tall tenant doesn't reach the ceiling. Is Tysus will say later, then that's certainly a division in Beis Hillel. We mean temporary mechitzes, which don't reach the ceiling, Beis Hillel doesn't look at as a... But if you build a brick wall, which is Gavoa Yud, that's dividing. That's not a question. We're talking about flimsy mechitzes. Yeah, right. If it's a... That Tysus will say an ayin tes. Okay, now. So now we have clear the machloikas, okay? Beis Shammai says there are five groups. Again, let's get to the case where we have the machloikas, where the walls are 10 but don't hit the ceiling. And they're curtains, let's say. Curtains that don't go all the way up. Beis Shammai says there are five groups. And Beis Hillel says there are one group. Now, five groups has ramifications in two senses. First of all, the Mishnah. If they go outside to join someone else, they have to join on their own. They're not a group. You need five contributions. Number two, they can't carry from one to the other because they're five groups. Okay, hold on. Now it's all going to change. It's all going to change now. Oh, let's just... Let me one last thing before we get to the change. We just passing like Rav Yudah Sabur, which means the machloikis is only in temporaries that don't reach the ceiling. But if they reach the ceiling, again, means within three of the ceiling, the post can say. It's not no machloikis. Omrav Nang by Yitzhak, Demis is Masnisa Nami Deko. It's Meduyik in the Mishnah that when you have machitzes that reach to the ceiling, there'll be no machloikis. What's his raya? Diktoni, what's it saying in the Mishnah? It says in the Mishnah that Beis Hillel will agree with Beis Shammai when they're shruyin bechadorim or be'aliyos. So we learned that to mean if there are real rooms in this place. You walk in, happen to be, it's a rooming house, it's separate rooms. It says the Gemara, that's posh, you have to tell me that. I mean, Diktoni, moidim bizman shemiktsos and shruyin bechadorim be'aliyos, shetzrichin el kol chabur chabur. My chador, my aliyos. What does it mean? Ilayim chadorim, chadorim, mam shalizlis, mamish. Meaning you have five rooms in this house. Each room has an opening to the Pesach. If each one moves into a room, they're separate. That you have to tell me. That's five houses in the chutzah. What's to talk about? There's nothing. There's no reason in the world. They shouldn't be divided. What's the difference? Pshita. Ella, what must the Mishnah mean? It doesn't mean if they're in... Beis Hillel agrees if they're in separate rooms. There's a room with five... A house with five rooms. It means like separate rooms. Elolav ke'ein chadorim, ke'ein aliyas. Meaning what? Umaynu mechitzas hamagiyas letikro. That's what the Mishnah meant to say. They agree if it's similar to the real rooms, meaning that the flimsy walls they put up had to hit the ceiling. Shmamino. Okay, now comes a major change. Tona. A whole new slant. Now, the Mishnah said, let's say in Beis Shammai, where there's separate groups. So if they want to now contribute to an Eriv over there, all five have to contribute. They're five separate houses. Okay, what about the reverse? What about you have these five guys, you have someone else in the chutz, right? You want to make now a joint Eriv, so you got to put it in somebody's house. So let's say the other guy brings his thing and puts it in one of these five houses, one of these five rooms. So what? The other four still have a contributor. They're five separate things. What difference? You go this way, you go this way. What difference does it make? If we have five houses, right? We want to make an Erev in a chutz. It's not five houses. We have a lot to contribute. The place where the Erev is doesn't contribute because he's living there anyway, we learned. So what's the difference? If we take our Erev here, if the Erev goes to this house, all four other people got to go there. If this guy comes to one of these four, the others got to go there too. Pashas, that's what's going on in this mission. The mission just picked when you're going out. See, now a major change. A major change. When did Beis Shammai say that they need separate contributions? Kishemolichen es eruvom lemokim acher. When they go out, meaning they want to join, there's another guy in this chotzer, they want to make a joint Erev, and they're putting that Erev in his house, then all five of them have to contribute. Avolim hoye ruvon bo etzlon, if the Erev, the joint Erev, is going to be in one of these five houses, divrei hakoil Erev echod lekulon. Then even a Shammai agrees they are one. Okay, what's going on over here? That's impossible. The way we learned before, that's impossible. Beis Shammai, we understood, hold that even though these are temporary mechitzas, they divide. If they divide, they're five different houses. What do I care? Erev goes this way, the Erev goes this way. It's a major change. We're changing now. That's not what's going on over here. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree they are one. And you can carry from one to the other without an Erev. A major change. And the Mishnah Rashi said clearly, Beis Shammai holds you cannot carry from one to the other without an Erev. Because they're caught, we understood till now, they divide. If they're five different houses, you need an Erev. We're changing now. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold that they are one.
We're talking short walls, tall walls?
Short walls. Short walls. If they hit the ceiling, they're separate. But we said till now, Beis Shammai held even not short. I mean short that don't hit the ceiling. Short that don't hit the ceiling. We understood Beis Hillel holds that divides. We're changing. Beis Shammai agrees that Beis Hillel does not divide. You want to go from one room to the wrong, you don't need an Erev. If someone will bring an Erev in from the outside, one is good enough. So why, if they go out, do they need five separate Erev in? So let's think back for a second. Why shouldn't they need it? Because we learned once a brisa that if you have five guys and they joined in an Erev and they want to bring the Erev to the next chotzer, it's enough for one of them to go. Beis Shammai disagrees with that, that's all. Beis Shammai holds even five guys together, when they go outside of their realm, they each have to contribute. He disagrees with that then. That's when one says, Kiman Azlo Hodisanya Khamisha Shegobu Seiruvan, Kishemolichan and Seiruvan Mokamechot, Erevechot Lakulon, Kiman, Kibes Hillel. That price that we built our understanding on, that once they're one, if they take the Erev out, then one represents all of them, Beis Shammai disagrees with that. Until now we were thought the Machalik of Beis Shammai still was on a five or a one. No. They all won for sure. Till you get those walls up to the ceiling, these temporary divisions will not divide. Therefore, everybody holds, if you carry from one room to the next, you do not need an Erev. The question here is, when they take the Erev out to join the guy across the chutzah, Beis Hillel holds, like we learned the Braisa, that when you have five guys joined, if they won, or they joined with an Erev, when they go out, one represents all. And Beis Shammai says, no, when you go out, you have to all be represented. That's a major change over here. Okay, now we're going to change even more. The Ikedamrei. But one second. But since they're one, they carry from one to the other without an Eruv. And if this guy here wants to make an Eruv and brings it into one of their houses, we look at them as one, and then they don't have to join. It's only when they go out, when they go out of their box, they have to be represented. When it comes in, as we're going to learn soon today and tomorrow, coming in is always easier than going out for some reason. When the Eruv comes in from outside to this guy's room, then we say, oh, they're all one, and they don't have to join because it's in their house. Now we're moving a step over. Beis Hillel, of course. Beis Hillel holds they're one. One can be represented by one. Okay. Igida Amre, Bamed Dvarim Amurim. The Mishnah is talking where the Eruv came into them. Then there's a machloikis. We're now going all the way the other way. Even Beis Hillel holds that when you go out, even though you are one, you have to be separately represented. The machloikis is when you are five who are one and something comes in. There, Beis Hillel holds what Beis Shammai held before. Then they're one. Beis Shammai holds, even when it comes in, they have to be correct. So now the Brisa that said five who are one can be represented on the way out is not like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Yeah. Now that Brisa comes out like nobody. Okay, now that's Rashi's way. The truth is, most of them don't learn that way, but we'll not get into it. It happens to be the simpler way, if you ask me, the simpler way through the Gemara. Tais has a different way, and it's picked up la halacha. It's not easy. That's through the Gemara, the Rashi way, in my opinion, is the easiest way to go through the Gemara. But you have to understand, it's a major shift. It's a major shift in the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives shu to men. Beis Shammai holds it separate, meaning you can't carry from one to the other without an Eruv. We're saying that it's not true. Everybody holds their one. They don't need an Eruv between them. The question is, when you have five guys like that who are one, they're separate but one, you know, separate but equal, can they represent, one can represent the others, or they have to each represent themselves when they go out of their sphere this way or out of their sphere this way? What? Because Beis Hillel now holds when you go out, you have to each be represented. You need Eruv Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Coming in. When it comes in, is the Machlokes now. The Machlokes is when the Eruv comes in, the other guy puts his Eruv in one of these five rooms. Beis Hillel says, since they're one, that's good enough. When you go out, you have to be separately represented. When it comes in, we look at it as one. Beis Shammai says, even then, you have to have a separate Eruv. Okay, now comes the right. We get the real nitty gritties here now. They're being supported, they're eating by the father. But in other words, you have this chotzer here. The father lives in the chotzer, the brothers live in different houses, and there's other people in the chotzer too. Okay? Each son has his own house. Kipshuto, they eat by the father. And as they all come to the father's house to eat, but they have their own homes where they sleep. If they want to join in this Erev, the rest of the chutz, and there's other people there too, each one is looked at as independent. Each one has to contribute. He has his own house. He's eating by his father. He's eating by his father. Lefikoch. So okay, you have it. You have a father. Let's make it a father. Four sons, that's five houses, and four other people in the chutz. They want to make an Eruv Chatziris. The father has to contribute. Each of the sons has to contribute. They have their own homes here. Even though l'chur, they are all eating by the father. That's how we're learning right now. Okay? L'fichoch, im shochach echon mehem, one of the brothers forgot to join the Eruv. Okay, so that's a regular din. Five guys in the chutz. One forgot to join the Eruv. You got a problem over there. What do you have to do? You have to make bittul reshus. Leave it. Mevatel es reshuso. He has to make bittul reshus. So to Rashi, tzorich levatel es reshuso. Reb Doiv, why aren't you jumping on me? I need a mishnah for that. How many times did we learn that already? You got five guys in an eichot. One guy forgot. What does he have to do? Levatel es reshuso. What a hell of a good morning. I mean, you just told me you got a father and sons. So you can eiv lekol echad ve'echad. I mean, we look at them as independent people. So if one of them forgot, he has to make bittul reshuso. What do we need this mishnah for exactly? So Achrayim say because there happens to be another girsa, Rishonim have another girsa in this Mishnah. Ain tzorach levatel rishus. Why? Because they hold that a son, like, what are we talking about? We're talking about a father who's supporting four sons and from other people. One of the four sons being supported forgot to join the Erev. They hold that's an automatic bittul. It's understood for his father he's going to give ground. Do we argue? Says that's the Mishnah telling is not true. We don't make any assumptions here. Since the four sons are looked at as independent, they got to do it. Everybody else has got to do it. That's all.
Is that because there are other people in the country?
Yes. You get, Mamish, you're on a ball. You're way ahead of me. But we'll get to that more tomorrow than today. Let's finish the mission. Amosai, when do I say this? Bizman shemolichin eruvim b'mokim achir. When the eruv is right, it's a father, the four sons, and three other guys in this chotzer. Where's the eruv? In one of the homes. This meduber is when the eruv chaseris is in one of those guys' houses. Similar to what we said before. But when the eruv comes in, let's say he goes into the father's house, then the brothers don't have to contribute. So it's an interesting thing. They're separate, but one. They're in the middle, these guys. We'll see in a minute what's going on here. If the Eruv came from the outside to one of those houses, suddenly to the father's house, or there's nobody else in the chotze, there's only the father and the four sons, so they're quasi. They're separate and they're not separate. They're separate if there's any other action going on over here, meaning there's somebody else in the chotze and you want to join in an Erev with them, then they're looked at separate. But if there's nobody here, I don't care. And even if there is someone here, if the Erev is coming into one of their homes, I also... So they're... Now, let's go... What's going on? Are they one or are they separate altogether? So, we're going to soon have a machlokes. This is just split people here. They're eating in one house and they're sleeping in another. This is a classic problem. Do you go bust the mokum pita or the mokum lina? So the Gemara thought at first, what are we talking about over here? They eat by the father and they sleep in the house, in their own homes. If you hold Mokum Pita, so then they're all by the father. They're one mamish. I mean, that's like saying basically, my kids, they eat in the dining room. Each one has his own bedroom. Therefore what? Well, therefore what? Of course not. They're not separate. They're completely one. If you go Mokum Pita, that's what's going on here. Everybody eats here. Everybody lives by the father, I'll be dead. He farms the man. He doesn't have enough dorm space. So he rented space in the neighboring dorms. That's not going to make them separate people. If you hold Mokum Pita. If you hold Mokum Lino, that's a different story, right? If you hold Mokum Lino, then they're living in their own homes. So they're separate. Yeah, but if they're separate, so how come they're a little bit together? Because Sof, they're eating by the father. They are being supported by the father. It's Mokum Lino will tell me they are separate because they live in their own homes. But this, that they're all eating off the father, is enough that they're considered somewhat one. So when there's no one else there, there's no problem. That's if you hold Mokum Lino. If you hold Mokum Pita, I don't understand this mission altogether. If you hold Mokum Pita, then Mamish one. There's nothing to discuss here. I don't care if there's other people here. I have my house. I have my three sons who live with me. Right? And they have different bedrooms. I want to join a chotzer. Anyway, well, of course it's one house. Let's talk about it. Says the Gemara Shemami, no Mokum Lino Goyrim. It must be Mokum Lino. So therefore, I look at them as separate. Good, they're still bound together by my support. So when there's no one else here, okay, but they are basically separate. So there's something to talk about here. And that's going to be a machlokes in about 2 minutes. Rav and Shmuel. Omer Yehuda Marav, Bimkabli Pras Shonu. No, we misread the Mishnah. We misread the Mishnah. We thought the Mishnah said they ate in the father's dining room, they slept in their own homes. That you're right. Then if you hold Mokum Pita, they're one mamish. That's not what's going on over here. They eat at home, they sleep at home. What do they have to do with the father? It says, he was supporting them. That's what's going on over here. He's supporting them. Could be he's sending the food. Some say you need him, he's saying not even money, he's sending the food, as we'll say later. But let's go simple. So therefore, they're separate. Why? We talk a whole Mark of Peter. So they're separate. Why? Because they're eating in their own homes. They're not eating by the father. Everybody's eating in his own house with his wife and kids. Everybody's eating alone. So then why are they one altogether? What's your half and half here? Because they're being supported by the father. Being supported is enough to call them one when there's nobody else there. It's not easy ideas to get, but I'll be honest. Not easy ideas to grab.
Really?
No, it doesn't. No, they can own. No, this man. They own. Even they own. They own. He's supporting in a sense. He's feeding them. And again, some hold it means his mom is sending them the food. If he's sending them a check, that wouldn't be enough. Then they're completely separate. His mom is sending them the food. That's a shaila how to learn. But okay, let's go now. Okay, breathe. We're not breathing for a second. Tana Rabbanan. Misha Yeshlo, Beis Shar, Aksadro, Umirpesis, Bechotze Chaveiro. Now, these are not ruim ledira. These are not houses. These are a porch. So even if somebody lives there, we don't consider him living there. He's a nut. You know, he's living on a porch. He doesn't have to contribute to the Arab. That's not it. We don't take him seriously. Hareza ain't oyster olof. Even if someone's living, he camped himself out on a porch, I don't care. Beis ha-teven, beis ha-boker, beis ha-eitzim, beis ha-oitzis, hareza oyster olof. Now, this is not how we hold. We've said many times we need dira. Even if it's my house and I went away for Shabbos, it doesn't count. This is the Ottoman Doma Rameya, that I don't need to be living there. I just need a bias, a royal dira. A porch, not. But a warehouse, yes. A warehouse I can clear out, move in over there. That will answer. Reb Yehuda holds like we hold. Ain't a oysel a mokim dira bilvad. It has to be dira. Even if I went away for Shabbos, it doesn't answer. I got to live there. Omer Reb Yehuda. Let's bring a raya. Maise beben nafcho. Which asses who contributes, who doesn't have to contribute? Who doesn't have to contribute? Who does? The Omru Eina Oyser Ela Beis Dira Bilvad. Now the Gemara understood, what is Beis Dira? Beis Dira sounds like a place where you could live. That's not good enough for Reb Yehuda. That's the Machloikis. That's the first Mandoma. Beis Teven is a Beis Dira too. It just happens to be full with Teven. That's a home. It's a house. Reb Yehuda's trying to bring it right, and I'm right that I need Dira. I mean, Ela Beis Dira. Beis Dira sounds like something that's royal Dira. That's not good enough.
You have to live there.
Correct. So what's his Ryan? But they said Ela Beis Dira. Beis Dira would sound like they said anything that you could live in. That's not good enough for him. What's his Ryan? It's a Ryan against him. Chacham said anywhere you could live. That's exactly what he's trying to say is not true. Says the Gemara, Beis Dira Salkadai? Ela even Mokim Dira. No, I didn't say Beis Dira. They said Mokim Dira, meaning a place where you are living. Now comes the Gemara we discuss. My Mokim Dira, what's called living? Rav Omar Mokim Pita, we go after the Mokim Pita. Ushmuel Omar Mokim Lino. To be called to have to contribute to the Arab, I have to eat there. And he holds Mokim Lino. That's what we had back in the mission, just to review that. So in the mission, we have this Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. They have a split personality here. You got a father with sons. He's quote, they're quote unquote eating by him, sleeping separate. They have a split personality. In terms of others, we look at them as separate people. Internally, we look at them, if there's no one else there, we look at them as one, so they're half and half. So again, if you hold like Shmuel, the mission is simple. They are separate because they sleep separate. They are somewhat one because self-cosof, they all eat in the father's dining room, so internally we look at it as one. In Rav, we'll have to learn that. We hold like Rav, more complete, we can't learn that way. Because if they're eating by the father, they're mamish one. There's no separation whatsoever. They're mamish live. The living is defined by eating. So they live by the father. There's only one person here. We're going to have to switch the Mishnah. Not they eat by the father and they sleep separate. They eat and sleep separate. They're being supported by the father. So the fact that they eat in separate dining rooms in their own homes, that makes them separate. The fact that the father's supporting everybody joins them together, at least internally. See more tomorrow how that breaks down. Yeah.